Thank you. We all know about Bolton's connection with Vernon K and Peter K. Are they related, I wonder? Anyway, we've had news before about the TV filming that regularly takes place about our town. But who would have thought that we'd have an item about Samuel L. Jackson on Bolton News Talk? Warburtons have obviously got good connections with the big names that they attract for their adverts. And regarding that item on Peter Kay's book, I was in Morrison's supermarket yesterday, other supermarkets are available, where the book is on sale. And would you believe they're giving away a garlic bread with every copy sold? So that's issue number 2067 of Bolton News Talk, done and dusted. Quite a mixed bag, as I promise you. On your behalf, I give thanks to our readers, Karen, Carol, Chris and Doug, and not forgetting Ben behind the glass there, flicking the right switches. And once again, we thank our friends at the Bolton News for use of their items, and we thank the staff at Harwood Library for use of their photocopier for our scripts. And most importantly, we thank you for tuning in to hear our programme. Please pass on to interested parties that they can access our News Talk programmes on our website, www.boltonnewstalk.org.uk, on the British Wireless Fund for the Blind app, issued by our national body, Talking News Federation, and on any smart speaker by instructing it to enable Talking Newspapers and then ask for Bolton News Talk. Now, because of some changes in the rota for us programme producers, I'm afraid that you'll have me in the charge again in 4 weeks' time, recording on the 29th of October, by which time autumn will be well and truly with us, as that's the day that British summertime ends. So, until then, this is Michael Howarth signing off and wishing you all that you wish yourselves. Cheerio!